The views and opinions expressed in the Straight Dope Show are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the show, the Uplift Society, or Rock to Crowd TV. The show is intended for entertainment purposes only and does not provide professional or legal advice. Listening to or watching the show is at your own risk, and the creators of the show are not responsible for any damages or losses that may result from its content. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Straight Dope Show. I'm El Uno.
Trey, we hit a wonder.
And you got to stretch, bro. We about to get into it.
I really do, though. Like,
I hope you're watching this on Rock the Crowd TV. If not, please do. Got some great shit over there. Watch the Heat, these guys. Other shit.
What kind of promotion are you doing?
I was trying. Peace out.
Just fucked it. Just like, all right. We off that. So
moving on. Yo, so it's been an exciting week in hip hop, which means nobody gave a fuck about basketball.
But we did though.
Kind of.
We definitely
kind of. They tried to split they tried to split their attention, but really my whole timeline on everything is Kendrick Lamar and Drake. That's
the last couple days, it's been crazy.
That's it. Ain't nothing else. Everybody running away. It's like the eclipse happened, right? You know when the eclipse happened, everybody ran outside. Yeah. It was like, oh shit, some shit's happening.
Shit's happening.
Did you see? Like, nah, you know what? Every time I see this shit, I'm like, we just fucking dumbass animals, yo.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we literally, like, we know this is about to happen. We predicted this is going to happen. When it's going to happen, we know it's going to happen because of math and rotations and shit. And we still like, let's go look.
Nah, the one that killed me was the draft, bro. When you showed me the picture of all the people who was at the draft. Just to see the niggas' names getting called up, like, yo.
You ain't even doing nothing. It ain't even an NFL experience, bro.
To hear their names get called.
And cheer or boo. Fucking weirdo.
That is very weird, but that means a lot to us. But you know what? I mean, is E3 like that too? Like, is that like a thing that's similar?
What's E3?
Video games. You never heard of E3?
Oh, I don't think they do it anymore. But
is that the same thing?
Kind of. Well, no, actually, it's not, because that E3 is also those conventions usually have people trying to sell you shit. So there's hella booths and things where you're trying out their experimental shit, you're trying out the new game, all this other shit going on.
I mean, I guess.
I don't think the draft got the NFL experience like the Super Bowl. I don't think they got the games and the whole.
I do really think it's just them going there.
Yeah.
And say, hey, look who we got.
It's the trashiest thing. You know, look who we so might get. What's hilarious is if you ever watched like NFL films or any of them old things that's like doing the history on the game, all of these shits used to just be like a conference call.
And they got bigger.
Bruh, they would really, bigger it really bigger. It'd be the league office. It'd be like seven cats from the league office at a long table, right? And then they like, hey, Atlanta's on the board. Atlanta, you're on the board. All right, that's what you got? Are you sure? All right. Atlanta picks Johnny Johnson from Texas.
That's crazy.
That's it. That's all it's ever been. You know how you see now?
If it's ever, a production.
No, like if you notice though, they still just have that table. But instead of them calling the teams, the league calling the teams got people out there at their table calling the other people on the team.
But think about this. How many camera crews do we send out to be in their houses?
Hey, dog, it's what's it called?
To be in their houses.
It's moving the economy, bruh.
And they might not even get drafted. And we still cool with that story because we're going to run that one, too.
Yeah.
They didn't get drafted.
Hey, dog.
Doom, doom, doom.
It's like I said. It's like I said with the VFX people that like erase digital boogers. It's like, hey dog, it's moving the economy, right, man? I ain't somebody got a job to do something, bro. Let's go.
Yeah, like you say, we are dumb as hell and we follow this shit like it means everything to us. So anyway, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened in the draft whatsoever.
I don't even care because I don't. It's like, bruh.
So football news, we not on.
We off that.
Okay.
It's not.
We not ready yet.
No, look, it's not November. Free agents ain't being signed. I don't even know who these cats are anymore.
I don't know. I don't know what they talk about. I ain't on that.
I'm wins and losses in November and December, but that's what we own it. But right now,
I couldn't tell you.
It's basketball season.
It's basketball season.
And Caitlin Clark made her debut. Look at that.
Did you see?
I saw a little bit.
She danced on him a couple times.
I saw her do the step
she
back.
She had a greatest game, but she had a her game. You know, she did her shit. She stepped on him a couple times. You want to take this dance and really just danced on him.
Damn. Ugh. Good for her.
Bruh. That shit is nice. I fuck with that.
That's what's up.
And did you see the pictures of the girls? I can't remember what team.
Oh, the Aces with the new shit on?
No. It was a picture of fashion. And it was highlighting the fact that they're women's fashion. That's why I keep sending them to you, because I'm like, yo, you've been saying this for the longest. If there was ever a reason to watch the women's game, it's to look at the women in the fashion before the games, after the games, in between, all of their social medias. Why not? There's no reason not to.
None.
So, now that we finally highlighting how beautiful and how amazing they look, this nigga's like, yo, they've been like that the whole time.
Where y'all been, yo? What's been the problem, dog? It's really, like, it's crazy to highlight sexism. but
it's really bad.
You can't deny it, bro. When they were just talking about bringing the comments back, because I forgot that they got disbanded, too. So, the two niggas that never watched the WNBA don't know this. Two of the dynasties that began the league, the Monarchs and the Comets, which were the Houston Rockets and the Kings WNBA teams, got disbanded after winning championships.
Right.
So they was bringing too much attention. They wasn't losing money, bro. This is where we hide money at. We can't hide money over there if y'all making money, son.
You know how many people gonna have Monarch jerseys when they come out? Just off the rip.
I'm gonna have one. Fuck it.
You see what I mean? Fuck it. Off rip.
But,
yeah,
yo,
that's crazy.
So yeah, nah, that's good for them. Good for Caitlin Clark. Good for the WNBA for finally fucking tapping into what I don't know. Sexist motherfuckers couldn't see. Like, do y'all not like women, nigga? What the fuck is the problem? See?
Honestly, do you want
to
talk about
that? No, I don't. I just wanted to bring it up.
I have this super run-on theory that, like, because a certain part of American culture does look down on women, and they talk about women in a certain way, and because of the way they view them in society, that things like the WNBA just wasn't going to happen because we just don't care about you, you know, get in the kitchen. You know, the whole mindset that a certain part of our country has towards women was never going to allow this to happen. And then, you know, a different part of the country embraced greatness.
I get it. I want to talk further on that.
I have felt that way for so long.
It never made sense. When I hear the
you see it though, like
play. In everything, brother, to pay equality and shit in the way women get treated across the board is wild. When it's like, what the fuck is up with y'all?
Well, the people who criticize you, you know, we know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, nah, we got your back, bro. We support.
Different days now, bro. Different days.
So moving past the WNBA because I don't know anything past that. But shout out to them.
The NBA playoffs.
Yes.
Are going down.
So number one is get all the old niggas out of here.
We got
six niggas over 30 in the playoffs right now. Six.
LA is out of there though. Clippers is gone.
Did they lose?
Yeah.
Whatever. Oh yeah, they lost to Luka.
Yeah.
Okay.
They for real. And Minnesota seems like they for real. And they took game one against Denver.
Minnesota's for real. And the real reason Minnesota is for real is I don't care how useless Kat and Rudy Gobert are 90% of the time. When you got 2 7-foot niggas and you got 1 7-foot nigga, it's really hard for the 1 7-foot nigga. Then they got a third one. I don't even know who the third one is.
He's not 7 feet. He's like 6'9", and okay. He's really good on offense.
Yeah, so good enough. No, look, it's one of those things where it's like if you got two big niggas that's making you work just with your size, right. And then you got somebody Nas, trying to cook you.
I wanted Nas Reed on our team so bad.
Who is that?
That's the other one. And I wanted him on our team because he fits the Kerr system. You know, big man that can shoot. And that's really all you can do.
And he only like 6'9", so that's perfect.
But you know, you can pass and stuff. You get other people the ball when you're not open.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you open, take the shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a very valuable thing. Okay. So when you in a position where your team can actually succeed, you become very valuable.
Mm-hmm.
In that last game, he went for like 20. And he went for like 15 in the fourth quarter. You become very valuable when we're trying our best to stop the other guy.
Yeah.
And we can't stop all of you. So this is your chance to go off.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing this his whole career.
Mm-hmm.
This is who he's been his whole career, but he's never been on a team this good.
That's cool.
This is your time to shine, my guy.
Yeah.
Robert Horry the fuck out of this thing. And that's what he's doing. He looks incredible, right? But yeah. It's like, you're still just a sixth man, bro. Like, if you ever try to be anything beyond that, it's not going to work out for you.
Nah.
But in this position.
Move the ball and shoot open shots.
In this position, you killing it right now for your team. And they look lightweight, you know, better than the champs.
Yeah, nah, well, I mean.
After one game.
They said Murray is not all the way healthy, which isn't a surprise.
Probably
And then
not.
Again, it's the, when you got, like, we know Kat and Gobert are like half and half, right? Like, sometimes they own, sometimes they not. But the fact that there's two of them and they just as big, it's different when you play. It like, I would say the difference would be when you playing against, if you in high school and you playing against fucking other high schoolers, or you playing against junior highers, right? And it's really just a size thing.
You know, this is kind of disrespectful.
Hmm.
Because you making it seem like Aaron Gordon ain't a thing. Like, you only got one of them big men. And they got three.
I don't look at Eric Gordon as a big man because he don't play like one.
But he he do. He literally only threw his shit in the paint and catch lobs and rebound and defend.
The only time I see Aaron Gordon, he might defend, but I only see him on rebounds. And when you say in the paint, he outside the protected circle.
He not a dominant presence in the paint.
He, that from what I've seen, I'm not gonna sit here. Right. No, I'm not gonna lie to you and say I've watched all the games, but when
gets his points because he plays with Jokic.
Yeah,
it works out for him.
Now. He get open space, bro. Because
he's a good player, though. Like,
I'm not discounting him like that. I'm just saying when you have two dudes, when you have it's like I said, it's more of a size
thing.
He's
a bucket getter. He's not Naz Reid out here scoring on you.
He not passing the ball and making open shots. Right? Like, that's what we need you to do, especially when they keying in on Jokic or they keying in on Murray.
Yeah, you
if you get the you ball and you open, you need to make that. Yeah. When you need to move the ball when you don't have the opportunity. Like, don't force it. Like, you know.
Yeah, he ain't that guy.
No. Yeah, no. And that's not, that seems fucked up because Aaron Gordon is cool.
He's very good.
But
we definitely discounted him. And we like, they got three of these guys. And it's like, Gobert and all of that either. But he's more impactful than you are on his team.
Exactly.
Period.
And
Naz Reid as a sixth man has been more impactful for his team than you have been, period. And we already know who the other guy is. So mm-hmm. It's like, you know.
That's it. That's where it is. So, I mean, if Aaron Gordon step it up, great. They have a better chance. I mean, they still have a chance because I don't think they get shaken by losing. Like they
should respond like chance because they got defeated at home and they got another game at home.
Yeah.
So if they don't respond like champs, that's a then very telltale sign. Ha! Yeah! That's how I make you look at the champs and be like, were you guys frauds? Because, you know, your run up there, we were like, this might be your year, but only because there's nobody else to really challenge you.
And I think we discount the want to in Anthony Edwards. Like, we talk about team leadership and shit like that all the time. And I don't give a fuck how young he is. The want to in him is infectious. Yeah. Like, he may...
I
want to
win.
Bro, we've seen Cat fall apart multiple times. We've seen Rudy Gobert be useless. We've seen it. Mm-hmm. It's not like, it's not something we make it up. No, we've seen it. Literally, this is what we think of you. Right? But with this kid around, he telling you at the... No, nigga, stop. No, bro, that's infectious, that attitude. No, nigga, I want to it. I'm going to drag you... I'm winning. I'm winning. I'm going to drag your ass to the finish line.
We're going
to
win. Period. We're going to find a way to win. Mm-hmm. Like, he has had that mindset with them, too.
Bro, even with the last series with the Suns, I don't even know his teammate. He was like, yeah, they got Kevin Durant, but we got, you know what I mean? He out here doing his thing, and it's like the fact that you said out your mouth Kevin Durant's your favorite player, and then when they try to throw that in your face... You like, he cool, but we got my nigga over here. My nigga over here can get it in. Mm-hmm. So, whatever.
He was just talking about the fact that he can guard him.
Too. No, but that's what I'm saying, though, is it's like the fact that he got the confidence in him that, no, my nigga can do this. Mm-hmm. We doing this. This is what we about to do. That's infectious, and that means a lot. If y'all got as much talent as everybody done said they done had, right, all y'all was missing was the Jimmy Butler mindset. Y'all got him up out of here, but y'all got another one, right?
We definitely did. That worked out in the long run.
In the long run. But it's like, but look how long it took y'all to figure it out. What he was telling y'all then is reality now. Mm-hmm. But y'all had, it took y'all getting.
A very long time for them to get it.
Right? Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That was Wiggins' whole career ago, bruh.
That,
at this point.
No, and that's what I'm saying. Is
he
looks like,
washed now. Anyway.
But that's what I'm saying is that will to win, that want to, is infectious. And he's obviously put it in these cats where they can go on the road against the defending champs.
Take one from them at home.
Right? And not and it wasn't a close game. It wasn't last second shot shit. Nigga, we beat
you. We beat y'all. And we had the lead the whole time, basically. Y'all came back a couple of times, but we had y'all the whole game.
So
we had your number.
And that's what I think that's what'll get missed because people yeah. quick to jump on his
bro, when you get to the end of that game, bro, the look on they faces, the Denver Nuggets looked like
the fuck just happened.
Shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like we got something here that we didn't expect kind mm-hmm. of thing. They looked like they were not completely prepared.
They
had a look on their face like, shit, we gotta really get it going now.
Bro, you practice like you play, and they probably wasn't tripping.
They did not take them seriously at all. I promise you.
I mean, to be fair, though, why would you?
I guess you're right.
Like,
any time before this, there was no reason to.
There's no reason to take y'all seriously at all. Like, hey, y'all played well to beat them. Cool, but, you know what I mean? Whatever. That's good.
Who are they? Who's the Suns to us?
You here now.
We went through the playoffs last year like nobody could stop
and
us.
Y'all
and we weren't like a historically great team, so that means the West was just weak last year. Like, yo, who's going to stop us? These teams didn't change much.
Right.
Hey, well, you know.
The will to and the know-how, bro. Anthony Edwards just had to get in a position where he a child. Like, he had to get in a position where he did this already. If he did it already, he could do it again. And now I feel like that's how he operate. And he'd been to the playoffs before and they lost. All right, Doc. It's good. Yeah. What did y'all do that was special? He was like, all right, I'm going to be on my teammates' asses because they not doing it.
I got you. And he's a good leader, dude. I think you're right about just... You know, expanding on that, he is a great leader.
Mm-hmm.
And that definitely takes him to the next level. I didn't see Minnesota as a team that was worthy of even being talked about. But until he starts looking like this, it's like, you know, why believe in them?
Bro, like I said, they've shown us who they are, bro. But Rudy Gobert, however much he done got paid, defensive player of the year shit, niggas done said it's a fraud. Carl Anthony Towns, the best shooting big man ever. No, nobody would they trust in him. Like, you feel me? Like, we've seen, and it's been years. It's not like this was just last
nobody
year.
Nobody even trying to really trade for him.
It's
like that.
Been years. Yeah. Right? So we've seen that, and then it's like, all right, bro, you got this kid that's really good, but we got a lot of good kids around here. Mm-hmm. Like, the only thing that separates them is, nigga, the will to. The dedication to, nigga, I want to be the best. I want to beat y'all. I'm better than you. I'm showing you I'm better than you.
Yeah.
That's what makes the difference, and you can see it.
You know what's going to be great? I think next year, because everybody will be a year older, and I think a little more maturity comes in. The Ja Morant versus him thing should become a thing because they're on the same coast.
I don't think Ja Morant going to be a thing.
Anymore? Mm-hmm. Because him as a leader for his team has been a thing.
I don't.
They are incredibly good when he's on the court.
Yeah, and he's not when he's off. Then that's a problem. Like, I don't think that's a problem over here.
So, going forward, that's why I the caveat. I think that they're going to be a little more mature. They're getting a little older. I think things are going to change up. So,
yeah, nah,
them being on the same coast, they might be the ones that go up against each other more often.
Well, I'll tell you like this. What's the... I think Ja Morant was mostly hype. And what I mean by that was we know how Nike athletes get treated.
True.
Especially when you have that upward trajectory and we trying to make you the man.
True.
Right?
Yeah, you know how calls get.
We've seen it. We know how the game goes. So, all right, cool.
They're not going to get all that extra special help now.
You see what I'm saying?
I get you.
It's like we're going to see what he can do. Not to discount his talents or anything.
But you're not going to be getting any kind of help.
You're not getting all of the random shit that you was getting away with, dog. You're not. And like when I say getting away, it's like, you know, stupid shit that they'll just call on you because, nigga, you're not him. It come down that you're not him. We're not giving you that. You might stutter step all the time, and they never call it a travel. Now it's a travel.
Like, oh, you carrying.
Like, yeah.
You offensive foul. All them times you jumping into niggas.
All of those
nothing's
things.
Nothing's working out for you anymore.
Because we was using
them. Then you're going to start seeing them things of John Moran just smiling and laughing at the refs like, okay. You know, whatever.
But again, we was using them things to market you and our products. Mm-hmm. Now that we're not doing that no more.
We don't need to help you. We know how it go.
Yeah, no. So that's all I'm saying about that. I don't hope it's that. I hope he's.
I think you're right, but I've always felt like he was good enough that it never mattered.
Okay.
And then on top of the fact that I always looked at his game and said, if this nigga matures, he's going to be one of the best in the league. He's going to be incredibly good. You know, mm-hmm. I was looking at that like AI Jordan thing. Like he can be a version of that. If he was mature enough.
Uh-huh.
I still don't know if that's it because he went down, not up.
Yeah.
So as he gets older, I'm still hoping. But, you know, Anthony Edwards is the other side of the coin. He is all of that, and he's showing it.
Mm-hmm.
So good, big ups to that, man. That is a good thing for our coast because on this side.
Even though it's way over there.
You know what I mean, bro. Because them East Coast games is different. And we don't get them at the same times. You know, niggas get off work.
I actually like
the East Coast. I don't want to come down.
I like the East Coast games because they come on at 4 o'clock.
Well, for us niggas to be at work still.
Oh, yeah. You got to catch it on NBA TV.
We like 7 o'clock motherfuckers on this coast.
You like them all the time. You like to go out to dinner and shit first. You like to catch it. It's said on my time. Like it on my time. Fuck y'all.
I don't see him going nowhere. I don't see him going to the East Coast anytime soon. So I'm pretty happy that he's over here.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be nice.
Speaking of the East Coast games, them Knicks.
The Knicks, bro. They are real. So what do you feel with Brunson? Because everybody's like making this a thing to talk about.
That nigga's Chris Paul.
Was he always that good or is it just now? Did he always have these talents? Did he get enough chance when he was in Dallas? Or is it, you know?
It's the same shit I've said over everything. It's comfortability and how people, how you treat it within the organization, your day-to-day workplace. Like, people don't look at these cats as if they go into work. They look at them as if they play in the game, right? And the reality is, no, nigga, they're going to work. And if you're going to a work at a place that doesn't like you, or they're not catering towards you, or they're not giving you the tools that you need to succeed, you're not going to.
Look, if you out here putting out number one work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I just want a better parking spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they give it to Joe Schmo, who's buddy buddy with the with the with the, you know, the lead guy.
That's it.
But you the one doing all the work.
That's it.
Why would I stay here?
That's it.
As soon as I have a better opportunity, I'm gone.
That's
it. And that's what he did. That's exactly what he did.
And that's how. And that's what I feel like is anytime cats have a jump up in progress like that. Granted, like you're starting to get more minutes. You've earned your spot or whatever. Another coach likes you more. Cool, bro. These niggas is in the NBA. 9 times out of 10, they all can go off like that. Bro, that came off the bench and dropped 50 or whatever the fuck. This is their job.
They also replaced him like he didn't matter. They said, we can get somebody else. And guess who they got? Kyrie fucking Irving. That's who they replaced you with. So it's not like, and name-wise, they didn't match your talent. They matched your talent name-wise. But did they actually get a better player for their team?
No, but that's the point, though. Is it the better player for their team? Because every team ain't for everybody. The whatever system they run here, however they run, do shit over here, ain't for you. Bro, they got his whole college core together. Him, Josh Hart, and DiVincenzo.
Yeah, they
catered to them. And they all came from different teams.
They catered to them.
Feel me?
And said, we got something for you guys.
So
that was not going to happen in Dallas for him. At all whatsoever. It was never, ever going to happen.
So when the plate is set for you, and they picked your favorites out and put them out, what you going to do? Eat? Or not? I'd be like, it ain't for me. Nah, it ain't working.
I like what I'm doing over here.
Nah, bro. Fuck that.
I like being the third wheel when I'm the second best guy.
When you put me in the position with the proper tools, I'm going to succeed. Period. And nobody ever looks at it like that. Like James Wiseman, bro. Like, I feel like somebody that...
I like how you keep bringing his name up. I appreciate it.
Well, I keep bringing him up only because you talked about him so much. And he's the epitome of what I'm talking about. It's, nah, bro, he has skills. He didn't fit there. Mm-hmm. Right? But nobody ever wants to say that they don't go together. You know, it's like you seeing somebody dating somebody that they shouldn't. Mm. And it's like, nah,
you can't tell him. You want to tell him.
Hey, bro.
Even if you told him.
Who cares, bro? They gonna do what they want to, right? Like, so hey, it's just some shit that happens. Let hope you get out of that. Hope you get to a spot that loves you more. Hope you get to a spot that gives you the tools to succeed. Once you get to that position, dog, and you start succeeding like Brunson, then it's like, oh, was he? Oh, how come they left you then? Cause fuck them. That's why we wasn't good together.
Fuck them. They never saw me like this. It was never going to happen.
That's it. And there's so many cats.
I like how we just made that. That was great. Never stay in a bad relationship, y'all. Always move on. There's better things out there for you. There's somebody out there that was willing to give you everything you ever wanted.
Yep.
Let you have the best friends you ever had.
Mm-hmm. That's real shit. But everything.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
But that's the thing, dog. But nobody looks at it because it's their job and they get paid millions of dollars. Nobody looks at it that way. And it's like, you look at it as you're lucky that they drafted you into this thing. And it's like, why did they draft me if we're trying to win? They know what I can do. They've got sent scouts out. They got books on me, tape, everything.
We're not trying to win.
They know what I can do, but they don't want me to do that. They want to show me some other shit.
Dallas team wasn't trying to win.
You see what I'm saying?
That Dallas team was just trying to, you know, sell these tickets, let these people know we got something here.
We doing
that guy right there is he the one. He gonna be nice forever.
That's it.
And that was it. And he's like, I can move on and do something better than this. Now he's the guy in New York and it's working swell. You see how New York just gets behind they dude though? Like they love it out there. They just love being on top again. You know, we nice out here.
New York is starved for star athletes because none of their teams succeed.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody that succeeds on one of them teams is going to be a star regardless.
In general.
Period. Yep. Like, if you can get some wins in a New York uniform.
They not talking about Jalen Brunson at all either. Like, this dude, he should have got, like, you know, MVP honors and shit. Like, he's... Wasn't that team number either one
or
two?
They're not gonna give it to him because it's because it could be a fluke. Like, are you the MVP when nobody cares about you?
It's not that you're the MVP. It's talking about you.
Well, no, like, but that's what I'm saying though. Is it's like the reason why nobody's talking about him is because nobody in the league
believed
that you could be this good. And nobody, yeah, they don't, so much so that they game planning for your team. They running sets, period. They not keying in on you. You not the key focus. None of that shit. We just running sets. 3-2, 2-3, whatever. Bro, go out there, get in zone, run man. We not tripping off of it like that.
How far you think they gonna go?
Oh, I think they Eastern Conference Finals. I hope they make it to the championship.
Hmm. We're gonna have to see, bro. I don't know, but I don't really
believe, I think they got something for everybody.
I don't really believe in anybody over there anymore.
I believe in the Knicks only because, again, that core that they got, and they play well together. Everybody else, I don't think the Celtics. Hell no.
Like I said, I don't really believe in nobody over there no more. So I gotta see.
Is he
got Indiana? Definitely ain't shit to me.
Jaylen Brown got 6 months to win 5 championships before he's 28.
That shit was hilarious. I remember that one. That was a funny one, though. He was like, I'm going to win. What was it, 6 or 5?
5 or 6, something like that.
He believed in himself. I think he needs to get off that team. He's the winner that's on that team, and they're not winners.
Damn.
Yep. He needs to get on a New York. He needs to get on a fucking Dallas who's actually trying. He needs to get on a Minnesota. You know what I mean?
Hey, that would be a great infusion.
He needs to get somewhere. Hey, they need to lose
real quick so we can start speculating where he about to go.
Where you gonna go, bro? Because you worth too much money. You getting paid the most, and we ain't winning. We gotta ship you out because we like Jason Tatum. He's a light skinned wonder.
You're not wrong, dog. You're not wrong. That's so fucked up. It's like, if they had to choose, we already know which way they going without even asking,
bro. And damn. It's like, who's the one who actually lets you down every single time? Who's the guy you can't depend on? All right, well, we don't have to talk about it.
That's so wrong.
At least they paid him.
Right.
They did pay him.
Good for that.
Yeah. They said, well, no, you ain't going to let you go. We'll be mediocre with our guy, but we ain't going to let you go, bro. You're going to be number 2 forever, nigga.
I don't even know who else is shit. I don't even know who else is in the East.
Nobody that matters.
Is like it's only 4 teams left, right? So it's it's the Celtics. It's the fucking the Knicks. Who are the Knicks playing?
Indiana is one of them.
It's Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
Because Cleveland just beat the Magic.
See, we don't even fucking care, bro. Who cares about
They Cleveland? Said that Magic series was pretty dope.
It was good. That was a good series.
Oh, look, this but is watching
once
everything.
Again, we've seen Utah versus fucking the Cleveland. Not Cleveland.
No, you know what?
What is it? The Clippers enough. We've seen Dallas versus fucking,
you know what's cold? Is,
Portland enough.
What do you think about Brutto? Is it Donovan Mitchell? Is he Cleveland?
Yeah.
How you feel? Like, what's your grade on him? Because
he cool.
That's about it, though, right? Because he get, like, 50 a lot. Like, I've seen him outscore his team multiple times. Multiple
I don't
times.
Think his team's, like, playing with him.
Huh.
If they did, we would galvanize with you. Duh, it wouldn't just be, oh, that it, one time you went off.
Duh, he's that, like, I've seen it multiple times.
First
where...
off, how can you be the one time you went off and you got traded off your team? Like, you were the dude, right? How you get traded off your team?
Damn.
So now that you're in a whole new place and you doing it again, right? You that nigga.
About to get traded again.
You the guy on that team.
That's so wild. I wonder who that was in the 90s. Like, I want to know the comparison of who was going crazy and they'd still get shipped. Like, you was the guy and they'd be like, yeah, we getting rid of you. Like, yeah, Chris Webber. Like,
he won. I don't know. Gilbert Arenas? Shit.
Chris Webber didn't win. Where did Chris Webber win? Sorry, what?
He only won in when he was King.
Yeah, they win shit.
He went another way. When he went to the Clippers, they were weak as shit, right?
Well, no, I was saying because he was on the Bullets, and they wasn't. It was him and Juwan Howard together on the Bullets. He when he left the when he left the Warriors.
Anyway.
Now, look again. No, like, I'm only bringing him up.
Because there's no... Because, we can't even come up with a good enough cop,
well,
bro.
Because, you, well, no, because he was like a... I don't know if he ever got 50 or whatever, but he was a 20-10 player. Like, he was a star caliber player everywhere he went.
He, I see what you right. mean, but,
yeah, but
the point is, your teams don't like playing with you, Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
So.
I wonder why.
I don't know, but whatever it is, I don't think he's a leader. I don't think he's, you know.
He fucking Willie Beam, and he like, I'm gonna get mine. Like, hey, nah, y'all niggas, he like, y'all suck. Give me the ball.
Probably. And when you playing with teams of players that really are that good, like, what's his name on that team? The other guard. What's his name?
Oh, Cleveland?
Yeah.
The dude, Colin Sexton?
No, he got traded to Utah. Shit. Oh. The one who took his spot, Darius Garland, is that his name?
Okay, yeah.
All right, so he is that I good. Guess. And because he took his spot, we know he's that good.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't heard much from him, but your team is still that good.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Because give me the ball, bro. I'm going 50.
And then your team is not believed in. But yet, you're still that good.
Bruh, I can't... Our team got to score more than 100 if I got 50, dog. I think they scored 95.
Darius Garland can go for 25 every game.
Yeah. Well, again...
But he's not.
But again, it's what it's the same point I made earlier. It's, are we doing the things to make it right for you? Somebody like... If you were Donovan Mitchell, bro, you're just a sniper, right? You like, you're going to get yours regardless. A team for you needs to know that going in.
He's not a Tissom player in any way. He's a less talented Luka Doncic.
Oh, shit.
A supremely less talented Luka Doncic.
Oh, this nigga adding adjectives.
I'm being honest. Because of the way you see yourself. You see yourself as the star player. I'm going to, you know, take the lead. And then your team loses because you're the one taking the lead.
Hmm.
If that's the case, then at some point in your career, you got to say, I got to know when to take, you know, the shots, when I got to get mine, mm-hmm. and when to let it go. He still doesn't know that at, you know, 8 years in or something, whatever the fuck.
Like, I got to be like 10 now.
I don't know what it is, but he ain't it. I don't know that much. Sheesh. I could give a fuck about a Donovan Mitchell. He ain't my favorite player. He's got some cool dunks, though.
He got highlights.
Rudy Gay. He's like Rudy Gay. David Aldridge. Is that how you say his name?
Nigga, are you just pulling up niggas you saw on TNT broadcast?
Oh, not David Aldridge. What's his name? The one that was on Portland. I was like, is that his name? That's not else.
Oh,
right.
Portland. Rasheed Wallace?
No, Aldridge. You don't even remember.
Oh,
I don't remember his first name.
LaMarcus?
LaMarcus Aldridge?
Yeah.
Aldridge. That one, it was hella nice, but number one.
Yeah. And he did move around, too.
Yeah.
That's a good comp. All right. What else happened in sports that
cared Luka about? Went off. Shit. Fucking Dallas. They are just really nice, dude. They actually play defense now. This team is somewhat believable because of that. They look good. And they galvanize behind them. As opposed to, you know, not really wanting to play with them. Like, they don't look like a non-wanting to be together team.
I think that's the Kyrie effect.
He really looks like a leader out there.
I feel like he's always, like, I don't think, he's been given a bad rap because he left LeBron.
Yeah, we know how.
Right, no, but it's like that whole thing. It's like
so many different ways.
And then it's like, oh, because he did that, all of the press and shit hated him, right? Mm-hmm.
And the New York thing, not showing up during the COVIDs and the, you know, for your team, all of that.
But I feel like those things are...
It just forced the narrative they wanted to, you know, force feed you about him. So if you don't want to believe in him, if you don't believe that he's somebody that you can, you know, win with, these are the reasons why. And then that supports your argument. He's never done it.
But not like
the Celtics. Look what he did in New York.
Bruh, none of his teammates hate him. None of his former teammates hate him.
Yeah.
I ain't heard him talk. Look, Jordan's teammates despise him. Okay? like they went on tour across Australia with a book and some microphones. Nigga talking shit the whole way.
Nobody looks down on Kyrie Irving.
We like, love every, this like man. Dog, so yeah, I can't
he
buy.
He came out with shoes from Anta and we liked them.
Like, I can't buy the. I can't buy the narratives that they try to push when the people around them don't say anything, mm-mm. right? And then it's like, you see, nobody wanted to play with Luka, it appeared, right? And then you put Kyrie with them, and it seems harmonious.
It took a minute, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, of course, it's going to take some time because our play styles aren't the same. We got to figure it out together.
But he was willing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're gonna make this work, which is dope.
It's really dope. If he could actually get him a championship, that would be sick.
I don't think so, though, dog.
It would be sick in theory.
If
we're looking at this year and, you know, looking at the future, there's nobody on the East that can, you know, stop them. I don't believe New York is so good that they'll beat them in seven. They might not.
I don't. Nigga, the Timberwolves run the shit out of them.
I don't believe the Celtics is so good. I'm imagining them getting to the finals, bro.
You're going too far.
Let a nigga dream for half a second, man. The East Coast-wise, there's no team left that I believe is so good that they can't beat them in a seven-game series.
I agree.
So, when you get to the West Coast, if Minnesota gets past... You know, Denver, if they push past them, right?
Bro, Dallas is in a firm third spot right now. Look at what I'm trying to say here.
If Minnesota gets past.
You know who Denver. The two that are better than them? The two that can beat them happen to be playing each other.
So, as I'm saying. If Minnesota beats Denver, I'm looking at it and saying Luka Magic can get them past Minnesota.
Luka Magic, bro.
And I believe in that shit right now.
I believe it. I believe.
I truly do. I've watched this nigga do some shit and I've just been like, bruh. I have done that. Enough to be like, yeah, he got it. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. And I look at him and I'd be like, yo, he is Magic Johnson with a jump shot, which is crazy. He doesn't even move as fast as Magic used to move. He's a slower tempoed Magic Johnson with a jump shot, bro.
That's rough.
I'm getting to my spot every time.
That's rough. Slower tempo Magic is just nasty words.
It's pretty nasty words. He do this shit methodically, bro. Methodically every time. Because I'm going slow enough, right? I know I'm going to get past whoever's on me. So
that nigga said, yo, is that why we see them videos? Slow is fast. Precision is better.
It really is. I know. But look, if you really break down their game, it's pretty simple. Because he does what James Harden does every single time. I know I can get past this man. What James Harden does is he dribbles first,
mm-hmm.
and then he gets past his man, and then we'll see what happens. What Luka does is he just goes from the top of the key and just slowly gets to his spot. He doesn't necessarily wait any spot. He's just slowly getting somewhere. And because he's getting somewhere, somebody else is going to converge on him from somewhere. And he knows it's going to happen every single play. So, I don't have to be any position on the court. I don't need a spot in particular.
I could just move around.
Slowly.
Just move.
And once I get there and somebody else comes, I can pass to that open spot. Slowly.
That's insane.
I don't have to really, you know, rush the game. And because I got every type of jump shot imaginable, I can slowly turn around and fade. I can back up and do a jump shot and fade. Slowly. I can hit you with a pump move and go up and under with the Kobe Bryant and just slowly get that in. I can do whatever the fuck I want. I can pick you apart in every single way because I'm 6'9". I'm big enough and strong enough to get past everybody that tries to get me. Mm-hmm. And if you're too big, I can just fade away or I can pass out because there's somebody coming towards me. He does it every single time. He does what LeBron does, just
better.
A little bit. Like, LeBron, it took him longer to figure that out.
Oh.
Luka's, like, what, 26, 25?
Luka been on that wave, though. Like, he been, like, Luka move, like, he not trying to sweat.
Like, yeah, and when on defense, he jogged back real slow. Yeah, like,
he do that.
Everybody's in position.
He do that Wiggins move. See, he can serve his energy.
Now, Wiggins is the best athlete on the court, which is a problem. He is not the best athlete on the court. I'm going to give you that. Jokic, I'm going to give you that.
When you faster and can jump higher than everybody else, you're like,
you need to get your ass down the court. The fuck are you doing?
Yo, so, before we wrap this up, we have to talk about all the old niggas not being in the playoffs.
They're coming to the Olympics, bro. Stop writing them off. No, ain't over yet.
Bro, they're going to get their ass beat.
We going to the Olympics, bro. That's all that matters.
And be embarrassed. All them
but you was acting like the championship this year was a thing for any of them. It wasn't. None of them players.
Oh, nah.
These niggas came out. I'm they only, still healthy? Even the Clippers dudes. All of them is still healthy.
I'm only bringing them up. I'm only bringing them up because it's time for these old niggas to go.
We had a plan to make it to the Olympics.
It's time.
Healthy, and we're going to do that.
Oh, you said. Oh, remember,
we talked about this shit. As long as they get to the Olympics, none of this shit matters. These niggas is old, bro.
They're going to get beat, though. Like,
you bruh, believe that. I don't necessarily believe
that. I'm just going to say that at some point, we're gonna learn to stop running when the old niggas is old and they done. It's a wrap. Just like the second Dream Team, like them niggas that wasn't as spectacular as the first. You feel me?
I'm not writing like LeBron, Steph Curry.
I am old niggas.
Draymond old Green. Niggas.
Old niggas.
Who else is gonna be on that team?
Old niggas. These niggas need to pick up a microphone.
Paul George gonna be on that team.
They need to pick up a microphone. They got a golf club.
Who else is gonna be on that team? Is Kyrie gonna be on that team?
Probably not. I hope not.
He might be, bro. He might be. Like, this is the team, bro. Like, when they go in the offseason and them niggas be running the KD, you know what I mean? Like, we doing the one-on-ones and we doing the 5-on-5s and everybody up there, fucking Russ. Every nigga who's been the nigga is going to be on this Olympic team. What you mean, bro? What you mean?
They're going to get embarrassed.
We old now, but yeah.
Y'all going to get embarrassed out
this
there,
is our
bro.
Last hoorah to show you who we are, bro.
Nah, bro. Y'all should just... Look, y'all and Drake should just fade off together.
No.
All of y'all should be on the banana boat together.
No. We do not share the same story. We are not like him.
Nah, y'all don't. But it's been 15 years. So your whole like career things, like, you know, the playoffs and shit, is soundtracked by that nigga. So you should just like just get the fuck out of here, man.
Get the fuck out of here. No, I want to see it.
Pack him up.
I think it's gonna be dope. I've never seen Steph in the Olympics. I've definitely never seen him play with any of them.
He been in the Olympics?
No,
nothing.
No, this is his first time being healthy. Thinking to get there. KD, LeBron, man. Paul George. Who else? I'm just naming them because them the ones I figure gonna be on the team. But who else?
Oh no,
fucking Jason Tatum.
Get all these things out of here.
What you mean, bro? What you mean? Bruh. Fucking Joel Embiid because he said he's an American now. Yep.
And there was a YouTube video about him beefing with his home country. Because
they hate
it.
Him for fucking with us like that. I'm rich out here now. Fuck y'all. I'm just playing. I have no idea how that worked. I have no idea how that worked.
I don't know either, but I could believe it.
I don't know. I have no clue. I don't even know where he's from.
I have no clue. He don't sound American. Like, that's
I don't even understand how he played for us. I couldn't even. I don't even know.
I don't know how you.
I'm on y'all side. Let me shut up.
Bro, he just showed up. He just popped up at like Duke or something. He was in some college. He was at Kentucky. What are them?
I guess that means he's an American.
Like, huh? That's cool. So I think that's it.
Yeah, I don't know about anything else for the basketball thing.
I mean, baseball started.
That's cool.
Or it's just, I mean, yeah. If you care.
So, yeah. like how we do, like, that wasn't necessary at all. But I feel like there's enough people in the world that feel that moment and understand why.
At one point, it was a thing. Now it's like, you know.
That's cool.
If I get cool free tickets. Them. Like, look, if I get free tickets, I'm not checking no more.
You know what I mean?
The highlights are dope.
Might get a team in sack. That's dope. You know?
I might care more then. You know what I mean?
Maybe. Like you said, some free tickets. Free tickets.
The opportunities go higher when you got a team closer.
Like,
you know
might
what
see
mean?
Me out there. It's not like I ain't going to be out there. Like, I'll be out there. I'll take some pictures and shit.
You feel me?
I drive past and put it on my story. You know what I mean? It's cool.
All right, man.
Yes, let's go.
I'm Aludo.
I'm Trevi the Wonder.
This has been a Straight Dope Show. I hope you watch this on Rock the Crowd TV. If not, please do. And we'll catch you next time.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.